I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Reaction continues to the recommendations released by the Commission on College Basketball. The group called for sweeping changes in a number of areas. One focus at the center of the discussion is the Division I trend of some students attending school and playing for just 1 year before moving on to the professional ranks. Committee Chairperson Dr. Condoleezza Rice said this practice needs to end.
The one-and-done regime may have provided some benefits for the NBA and even for the NCAA at some time in the past. But the downsides now outweigh the benefits. These uniquely talented elite players are the focus of agents and apparel companies and investment advisors and college coaches and others who seek to profit from their skills. If these players are allowed to turn professional, some of the pressure on the collegiate model will be reduced.
The NCAA Board of Governors and D1 directors both unanimously endorsed the recommendations and committed to addressing them prior to the start of next year's basketball season. More to come on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
The National Football League draft ended last weekend with 255 college student athletes being selected. It's no surprise that the Southeastern Conference once again led all conferences with 53 draftees, including 12 from the defending national champion Alabama Crimson Tide. The 22nd pick of the first round by the Tennessee Titans was Alabama's star linebacker, Rashawn Evans. After his selection, he talked with us about being proud of his fellow Crimson Tide.
You know, these guys have worked so hard. I've seen these guys work hard on and off the field. And, you know, the teams that they got those guys, they're going to get great guys. They're going to be able to have guys that they can count on. So, you know, I'm excited for not only me, but the guys that got picked as well.
The conference with the second most draftees this year was the ACC with 45, led by North Carolina State with 7. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.